Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. And joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC Bears basketball coach Steve Smiley. Bears looking to get back on track tonight against Colorado Christian. So we're excited about that and got a great deal to tell you guys about later on. But Coach Steve Smiley, Coach, always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, Brady. Now, I should know this, but what song is that? What's that song right there? Who is that?
Angel, help us out. Is that...
That was Ziggy Stardust.
Okay.
By
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good to know. You always got to try to learn something new every day, so I'm going to run with that one. Ziggy Stardust.
Are you putting that in the playlist now? Did we just help you out?
It might happen. Yep.
All right. If it happens, we got to credit Angel for playing it there. So that'll pump him up. And Coach,
there we go.
All right. So I had Dalen in here last week, and then we saw Matt Johnson yesterday. He came by, paid us a visit, and I see the same jackets. I see these amazing jackets. I tweeted you about it. I asked them both to harass you. What do I got to do to get that jacket, Coach?
It's a great question. You know, I need to do some legwork and check into it. Those are the UNC Letterman's jackets. And it's funny because, like, they started bringing those back, 3 years ago, give or take 4 years ago. Like, it's funny, like, Letterman's jackets weren't a thing until, you know, again, like, just a few years ago. And the guys, not just our guys, but all the athletes here love them. And I know, like, during COVID, like, production was down so low that bunch of athletes weren't getting theirs, and I'd have guys in the office like, "Yeah, Coach, where's that Letterman's jacket?" I'm like, "Oh man, I don't know." So let me check on that. You just let me know your size, and let me see what I can do. But that's what those are. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. They're nice.
I thought in a roundabout way you were basically saying you got to play, but Coach, put me in. I might have a year of eligibility left. I mean, I'm not.
It's always possible.
10% maybe free throw shooter. I can't dunk it, I don't think. Never was able to do it in the 20s, so I'm guessing now in the 30s that's out. But I'll give it a shot, see what I can do to earn that jacket.
You know, we still have some lineup, you know, instability. We're still trying to figure ourselves out. So if ever there's a time for you to kind of get the mix ready, then now is the time. So just let me know.
I'm a hustler. I'll play any position you need. Can't promise that it's going to be good, but, you know, we'll just see what happens, you know. And I tell great jokes, so that'll be great for team camaraderie.
I'm with it. Hey, that's more than half the battle. So let me know.
Coach, love what you do. Of course, you know that. We love following this program. Tough loss to San Jose State. That's a good basketball team, though. I think they're going to be really interesting this season. But that was a close one.
You know, it's tough. You know, anytime you lose, you know, anytime you lose at home, and we really always kind of with our guys, especially how much we have to play on the road early in the year, you know, we say, hey, it's not who you play or where you play, it's how you play. So we try to not, you know, say, hey, you know, you're home, you're good, because that's not the truth. I mean, you just got to go play the game. But it is tough to lose a home game like that. I thought it was a good game. I you know, it's 41-41 at halftime. I thought we should have been up maybe 6 or 8 points. I thought we played well enough to have a little bit of a lead, but we had a couple of mental breakdowns that gave them some shots or whatever to keep that game tied up. Bad start to the second half, had a good rally, got up about 10 minutes ago, 9 minutes ago, something like that, and then we just didn't close it out. And I think there were some lessons learned, not just from the players, but from the staff as well. Just, you know, even as we're trying to kind of figure out rotations, they have a couple really good, you know, post players, Diallo and Vihola, and with about 9 minutes left, they kind of benched both those guys, and they checked down to a little bit smaller lineup where their four-man, Sage Tolbert, you know, basically their five. And we kind of took the bait, and we played smaller too, and that, you know, people see the rebounding at the end of the game, and that was the biggest thing is that, you know, we didn't have our five, and, you know, probably, you know, predominantly Theo Hughes. He had some foul trouble throughout the game, but, you know, one thing Theo's doing a really, you know, a good job of is rebounding the basketball. And we could have really used them those last, you know, 8 to 9 minutes. And, you know, I'll take the blame for that. But, you know, I think there's just a few plays here or there. And two, as you look at the box score at the end, you know, Matt Dalen are at 36 minutes and Dalton's at 39. And we've talked about it. Like, hey, we got to use our depth and we've got to be able to trust these young guys and let them grow, because ultimately winning three games in a row when you're playing 36 to 39 minutes with three guys, it's just not realistic. And so we have to do a little bit better job, you know, managing the rotation and trusting the bench and things like that. So there were some learning lessons, but I think we got a little bit closer. But back to your point, Brady, that they are good. I think that team would be as good as any team in our league. I think they could be a team that could win the Big Sky. And I thought for, you know, 32 minutes a game, it was right there, and we just kind of blew it at the end. So there's a lot of positives. With that being said, we hate to lose.
We're talking to UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley. Well, and Coach, I've talked to you a little bit about this off and on, even just via text, talking about the freshmen on this team. And how much of a balance? I mean, that's got to be quite the balancing act for you, because they're freshmen. You know they're talented, yep. But you also know, okay, there's going to be a lot to learn, so I've got to get them kind of learning, getting in the mix now, so that by the time we get into Big Sky Conference play, you know, they're not freshmen anymore. It certainly doesn't feel like they're freshmen anymore. So that's got to be a balancing act to you, as far as, you know, we know who we got. We know the guys that are going to produce, but we also want to sprinkle these guys in so that they can be ready come conference play.
It's a huge balancing act, and I think that also goes into the difficulty of our schedule, you know, where it's like, you know, you don't look at any game and say, well, that's a win or that's a loss. But, you know, we have in our schedule, you know, we have so many games, I mean, that are just really, really hard games. And it's like, if you're just trying to win the game, maybe you limit the minutes of some of the freshmen. But then you also look at the greater growth of your team and how do we get to our ceiling. You know, you have to play them. And you're right, Brady, it's really hard. You know, for us, I mean, you look at, you know, going back to the Commerce game, and Texas A&M Commerce, they won at Air Force. They beat Eastern Kentucky by about 15. It's a good team. And we played well. We beat them. You know, we don't beat them if Caleb Shaw doesn't have 18 points. If Langston Reynolds doesn't come in for a couple of stretches and play really well. You know, at the same point in time, though, freshman, and, you know, against San Jose State, you know, there was a few mistakes from the freshmen that they just got to go through. And so, again, there's no solution other than picking and choosing, you know, how many freshmen are on the court at any given time. How do we balance that out? We're still learning that as well, and we got to learn it quick, because, you know, it gets no easier. We have 4 games in 6 days here coming up. So.
Yeah, no, it's definitely getting crazy for you guys. This non-conference schedule, we talked about it with Houston and Baylor, but obviously there's plenty of marquee matchups down the road for you guys, just trying to get set up and get into that mode where you're just winning basketball games. But it you know, some of these matchups down the stretch, you know, CSU, CU, Air Force coming to town. I mean, those are attractive matchups when people are just looking at the schedule. But I'll tell you what, Coach, just from people I talk to, they start seeing that Bears logo, and it's an attractive matchup for them. You guys have just continued to move that needle and grow this program over the last few years.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's a fine line that, you know, we haven't had a Mountain West team in the Bank Colorado Arena since 2016, and we got two of them in there this year. That's great, and that's, you know, definitely a sign of, you know, some success, and that those teams are willing to come here and play against us, and how that kind of factors into things like net rankings and things. At the same point in time, it's two Mountain West teams coming to the Bank Colorado Arena. It's not easy. You know, it's the quality of opponent, and it'll be interesting to see when all is said and done, but our strength of schedule, when you finish out through the whole thing with, like I said, Houston, Baylor, CU, CSU, New Mexico, who's playing really well, and then you got San Jose State, you got Air Force, you got North Dakota State, who's picked second in the Sun League. You had Jacksonville State, who went to March Madness last year, and on and on and on. It just gets really hard. And you just got to, the biggest thing is, you know, without, you know, injecting fake confidence in our guys, us, you know, staying the course and trying to not get too hard, too low. Because, you know, we got to find a way to pick a few of these off and get some W's. But this is a very challenging time. So just got to keep going. But I think if we stay together and, you know, we don't splinter, as they say, if we stay together, go make it stronger when we get to the conference at the end of December.
Well, a good contest for you guys tonight, going up against Colorado Christian at Bank of Colorado Arena. Yep. I know that's a game where you're looking at, okay, let's really start to fine-tune some things here. As you said, let's start getting some W's on this schedule.
Yeah, and I look at it too, and you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. I think the coach does a great job. They really, you know, they played Wyoming in Wyoming's season opener, and that was a 9-point game with about 10 minutes to go.
Wow.
You know, they have the recipe to compete with you, in the sense that they run really good stuff. They got a couple really good guards that can really score, and they got a bunch of guys that can shoot threes. And so they have the recipe that if we're not dialed in and we don't understand what we're doing, or if we have a letdown in effort or, you know, energy, enthusiasm, any of those things, it could be a long night. And so the goal is that you get out there, you have a great start to the game. You know, I'm hoping to play a lot of guys, even some guys that haven't had a chance to play yet. You know, I'd like to see Brock play some more minutes. I'd like to see, you know, throw Connor Creech there. Get some things going and get into that bench, because those guys, not only have they earned it to play, but I got to get some eyes on those guys. And so hopefully that's how it goes. At the same point in time, all focus is on winning this game. And you like to walk out of it at the end of it, hopefully, you know, with the win, and looking at the minute distribution being pretty balanced out, because, you know, we go to Albuquerque tomorrow and we play Friday, Saturday, Sunday in three just huge matchups. So, you know, for us, if we can have a good balanced attack tonight, that will help as we parlay this into that tournament as well.
With that tournament coming up, I know those are always important to coach any college basketball team, because it does kind of get you in that, you know, just go, go, go mode. And once you get to the end of the season and into the conference tournament, that's kind of how it feels. So this is a nice kind of early preview to that kind of feel. And I guess It's a good opportunity for freshmen, too.
That's actually the goal of the whole thing. When we hopped into this tournament, three games in 3 days, it's the idea of, you know, replicating if you can make a run in the Big Sky, and if you can get to the championship like we did last year. That's 3 games in 3 days, and it's hard. It's hard on your bodies, but it's also hard on your mind, because you're changing things up every game. It's a different scout, the ability for us to go in and play three really good teams and three totally different types of teams in very short windows, that will do nothing but help us get ready for the Big Sky tournament and just, you know, feel it. You got to feel it. But it's going to be a great challenge. Those are really good teams. It's a field that's superb. So we got to go down there. We got to be dialed in just one game at a time, starting with North Dakota State on Friday. But it will help us with the tournament.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing what you guys do tonight and, of course, in this tournament. Always love our conversations. And, you know, if I need to do some wind sprints or something just to get in the mix, three-man weave, anything you need to earn that letter, you just let me know what I got to do. I got a headband, so I'm already halfway there.
Just remind me. Get the headband on. You know, maybe some three-man weave. We'll try to figure something out, Brady.
I was joking with Dalen. I said, you guys do the three-man weave ever? He's like, yeah, but it's probably way different than what you think in your brain right now. I'm like, yeah, probably so. So I'm ready. I'm ready to jump by, Coach.
All right. Sounds good, Brady.
Appreciate you. Steve Smiley, UNC head coach. Colorado Christian tonight at 6 o'clock. And I tell you what, $2 tickets if you use the code Tuesday, all caps, Tuesday, at uncbears.com/tickets. So, heck of an opportunity to go out and check out this Bears team. We had some people calling asking for that code. If you go to uncbears.com/tickets and type in all caps Tuesday, you get $2 tickets. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And I'm telling you, I wasn't going to bring that up with Coach Smiley. That's not what that interview was about. But we're talking a lot about what went wrong for UNC football. There are a lot of things going right for UNC basketball. And Angel, I think we do kind of, maybe we take that for granted a little bit, the coaches that do everything the right way. I mean, you sit and listen to Dalen every single week, and players I've talked to that all say the same thing, that you can just see their eyes light up. I mean, it's like, did you ever think about leaving or transfer? No. I mean, Steve Smiley brought me here, and I'm going to be here till the end. I mean, there's no question. And I get it's basketball. You're dealing with way less players and not as many personalities, but it's a guy that does everything the right way.
Yeah, he's always the same kind of guy when you talk to him. I don't mean that in a bad way. He's so consistent in his approach for his players. When he talks to the media, when I see him talk with Jerry Schimmel after the games, he is so cordial and so just, you can tell that he loves this program. He loves this team and these players, and he loves this community. And if you can get all four of those kind of traits into your coaching resume, you're going to be a good fit at UNC.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why I tweeted last night. I said, somehow, some way, this UNC football program, they need to find the Steve Smiley version of UNC basketball. That's hard. That's hard to find. You got to find a guy that's ready, that knows.
Only one, hey, Steve.
And you know you're going to get your hands dirty. You know it's going to be a very long, grueling process, especially in football. But if you can do that, buy yourself some time within the community, you can make things really work for you. And maybe that guy is Jed Lance Stugart, who Brian and Tanner have been banging the drum for. That's the name I keep hearing.
That middle name was new.
Well, I just found it.
Lance.
That's according to Wikipedia, so it could be wrong.
Heard Brian earlier this morning call him a Jetty Bear.
Brian knows him.
It'd be perfect. They're like best friends.
So I'm like, Brian, use your influence, man. I don't know that much about the guy. I know he's one, but I'm not going to sit here today and say, that's the guy. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't know anything about him. I know he has a history with UNC football, and he coached positions in college, right? So I like that. That's about as much as I know about him.
And he went to Greeley West.
So he's a Greeley guy. I love that because I think that's what it takes. You kind of got to be one of those guys. Texter from K coming in. Marty English knows Colorado. Marty English is another one. You won't hear me complaining about Marty English. He doesn't like the media, but we had him in studio when he was the D coordinator for UNC a few years back under Ernest, and we had a wonderful time. We had a blast. I don't think he would tell the same story, but I sure thought it was fun. I go with Marty English, too. Will County Swami, what if Smiley just coached football? Just coach it all. 11:51 the time. We're taking a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Your games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.